not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor?
Welcome back after Thanksgiving. I'm David Knight on this Monday, the Cyber Monday, November 27th, 2017. It's the beginning of our 34-hour continuous broadcast here at InfoWars. It's going to conclude tomorrow afternoon after War Room. And this has been a very interesting Thanksgiving, to say the least. We've had a lot of things happening over the weekend. We've had something that hasn't gotten very much attention in spite of Piegate. That's what people have really been focusing on. Did Sarah Huckabee Sanders really baked that pie that she tweeted out? That's the issue that they've been looking at. Meanwhile, we've got big fights going on over the Consumer Protection Board, a massive bureaucracy where the person who was put in place by Barack Obama, who resigned, appointed a deputy, and Donald Trump promptly said, I'm going to put somebody else in that position, and they said, no, you can't do that. We're going to sue to stop you. We can pick our own successors. I mean, this is the level that the bureaucratic deep state has gotten to, where they see themselves as operating some kind of a medieval fiefdom. We talked about this many times, how we don't have our laws created anymore by Congress. What Congress does is they create an institution like this Consumer Protection Board that they did in 2010, part of the Frank Dodd Act. Barney Frank and Christopher Dodd, who both retired right away and took their golden parachutes at various places, their payoffs. But what they put in place was a bureaucracy that then began to write its own laws, its own rules. And of course, when the bureaucracy writes rules, you don't get any protections. You don't get any say-so. They might put the rules up for a comment period, or maybe they don't, as we're seeing right now with net neutrality. And if you don't like it, you have the freedom to say you don't like it, and they have the freedom to completely ignore what you have to say, because they're not accountable to anything that you do. They're not even accountable to the president, saying, you can't pick who the successor of this bureaucratic empire is going to be. To me, that's the big news. Yeah, we're going to talk about Piegate. We're going to talk about other Thanksgiving news. We're going to talk about what's happening with Bitcoin. This may be either, take your pick, it's either the biggest bubble, financial bubble that we've ever seen, or it is a complete restructuring of our financial system, an end round of the central banks. And maybe that's what we need with net neutrality. I think when we see this back and forth going on between the different bureaucracies, should it be run as a public utility where the government is going to grant a monopoly to certain individual companies? That's a Democrat model. And they would do it with the FCC. The Republicans, on the other hand, would like to do it with the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. And they'd like to run it as kind of a crony capitalist system, where we'll let the giant corporations duke it out in competition, but mainly on Capitol Hill, where they buy influence, that crony capitalist model. Where is the protection of free speech in any of this? Nowhere. Nowhere to be found. We're talking about net neutrality. We're not talking about free speech, quite frankly. Yeah, you can have this idealized idea that net neutrality was something like dumb pipes, where you just push the information down these pipes and they shouldn't know what the information is, know or care what the information is, or know or care who's going to get it. But that's not the way that it's been working. All these corporations that are out there demanding that net neutrality be maintained are also the ones who are trying to shut down our freedom of speech. So I think the answer, and we'll talk about this in depth in this program, and I think the answer is going to be something that is going to be an end run around the central control mechanisms. Yeah, we don't want to see this in either the FCC or the FTC. There's not much difference between those. Not much difference between their initials, not much difference in the way that they're going to operate. Now, we need to go with something, and hopefully we're going to find some kind of a solution from someone like Kim.com or somebody else. It'll be kind of like Bitcoin is to our central banks and our fiat currency. Stay with us. We'll be right back. A lot of important issues coming up and some great guests. We have Matt Dubiel and Gerald Celente joining us. We'll be right back.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to our live broadcast. We had a couple of days off. I hope you enjoyed the time with your family. We certainly did here at Infowars. Of course, Alex was live on Friday as well as on Sunday, and we have now just kicked off our 34-hour broadcast for Cyber Monday. And we're going to be here with lots of specials throughout the day, and we're going to have 34 hours of continuous live broadcast. So if you've been missing us over the weekend or through the last Thanksgiving and Friday, we're going to be back with a vengeance today. Now, over the weekend, we've had quite a few things happen. We had a massive terror attack in Egypt. 30 masked ISIS jihadis used burned-out cars to trap worshippers, Islamic worshippers, other Muslims, but of course they don't see them as other Muslims. Understand that within Islam, the divisions are so great that they treat each other as infidels. And we know what they want to do to infidels, like us. But they do it to each other as well. And so this is Sunnis who are attacking Sufis. And then we have the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia creating a, what they call an Arab NATO. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast. What does that mean? It's something that has been floated around for a while. But in this particular event, what they did is the Sufi Muslims were worshiping these Sunni jihadists, set cars on fire so they couldn't get out of the mosque, and then they massacred 305 people, including 27 children. And when you look at that, do you think that we're going to have peace with this religion of peace? Yeah, they call each other kafirs, just like they call us that. Infidels, kafirs, you know, people who are ripe for the killing because they see them as unbelievers. And even as we look at the people who have come back to this country, some of them professing that they have become Christians. There was one lady in Canada who came back, not the couple who went to Afghanistan trying to help the Taliban and then got a big dose of reality as they were captured. They killed her child. She was pregnant at the time. She was raped throughout their captivity, tortured, beaten. They were expecting to be beheaded at any time. So they got a dose of reality, kind of a metaphor, really, for the liberals in North America. They're from Canada. And U.S., the lady was from America, the husband was Canadian, still haven't really learned their lesson. And this is what's going to happen in this country if we don't understand the fact that this is a political movement. It is not simply a religious movement. Yes, those two things together are very explosive. And we've seen that happen in Western civilization's history as well. That's why we had the First Amendment. That's why we wanted to separate religion from the state. When you combine those two, it is a toxic mix. But understand that Islam is not simply a religion. And that's why it is so absurd that the Democrats want to treat it as a civil rights, that they pay obeisance to it. They have advocates of Sharia law introducing Hillary Clinton at the DNC. That's what they did with Sharia Khan. That's what I call the guy. who spoke on behalf of Hillary Clinton. We have to understand that what they do to each other, what they do to Hindus, what they do to Sikhs, what they do to Buddhists, they also do to Christians, to Jews. This is not a religion of peace, and we can see this in what happened in Egypt as well. And then here at home, as we look at the border over this Thanksgiving weekend, one family was not celebrating Thanksgiving. They had their family member was had a funeral. That was Agent Martinez, a Border Patrol agent who was killed as he was patrolling the agent, patrolling the border. His head was smashed with rocks. And we had this amazing clip as Attorney General Sessions, Border Patrol agents, family were honoring the life of that Border Patrol agent over the weekend. We had a CNN anchor come out and ask this amazingly stupid question. Here's what they had to say.
Prosecutor for 20 years, so I would let them do their investigation before reaching any conclusion. But it seems that there were no shots fired, that there was blunt force trauma. That
but it had been from a fall? The blunt force trauma?
From a
you know,
fall?
That's up for the medical examiner to determine and the FBI to continue whatever
yeah, fall,
the other
just
evidence
crushed
is
his head
the crime
in.
Scene. But one gentleman was killed, one was severely injured. Just shows you how dangerous the border is. Shows you I'm a supporter of border security. I'm supporting the president on his plan to secure our borders. And it just shows you that we need more of these agents, more of these border patrols to protect themselves as well as they're trying to protect our country.
Do you have questions? Do you have more questions about exactly what happened there and how you'll try to find answers to what happened to these two?
Again, I was a prosecutor for 20 years. If I were leading that investigation, there's a lot of questions I would want answered. But there could be information that the FBI has already that hasn't become public yet. They investigate that crime scene. They pull whatever evidence they could find.
This is just an amazing
evidence, physical
pushback
evidence.
By Allison Camerata of CNN. You know, could this really have happened? I mean, isn't this maybe just an accident? Maybe he just fell. I can't believe that these wonderful illegal aliens who are coming across the border would do something like that. No, you just take a look at what's going on. And again, the root core of this violence that is happening there is the competition between drug cartels. And that is a function of our drug war. And so, yes, that is something that we have unleashed upon them. And it is coming into our country as well. The massive number of people killed there, many times the number of people that have died in Afghanistan over the last year. But yet this was a situation, clearly that Border Patrol agent was beaten to death with rocks. That's what they told the public, although Allison Camerato doesn't want to face that. She's trying to come up with something that would explain this away. There was another Border Patrol agent who was beaten severely with rocks and nearly died, but he did not die. But they did not have a severe fall two different times. So the one individual was beaten to death. Another guy came to his rescue. He was beaten severely. And what is going to happen with the border? While we're making some progress in certain areas under Donald Trump, one thing that is worrying, again, is his pick now for Department of Homeland Security. And this is a person that Breitbart calls Lady DACA. That's probably the best way to describe her. This is the assistant to Michael Kelly, who is now the chief of staff for Donald Trump. And so he has an inside push on getting her put in as the DACA replacement. However, she has a very, very poor history on patrolling the border. She is pro-amnesty. She's a Bush bureaucrat. And it's not certain if she becomes head of Homeland Security if Donald Trump's strong border policies are really going to be put into effect by this appointment. But the thing that is occupying everybody over the Thanksgiving weekend, of course, is Piegate. That's what everybody is so concerned about. Did Sarah Huckabee Sanders really fake her pumpkin pecan pie? And taking the lead on this, of course, is CNN. A CNN political analyst, April Ryan, came out, and after Sarah Huckabee showed a picture of a pumpkin pie that she had made, or that she said, well, I'm not trying to be funny, but folks are already saying hashtag Piegate and hashtag fake pie. Show it to us on the table with folks eating it and a pic of you cooking it. I'm getting the biggest laugh out of this. I am thankful for this laugh on Black Friday. So she's pushing on that. Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, don't worry, because I'm nice, I'll bake one for you next week. And then you got the New York Daily News writing an article saying, no one believes Sarah Huckabee Sanders baked this piece of pie. And the piece cited Ryan, I just quoted her tweets, and noted the pecan pie experts at Dump Trump 33 and Not My President as evidence. This is what the media has been doing over the weekend. This is their key concern. While we have the Consumer Protection Board essentially holding a bureaucratic coup against President Trump, saying you can't name the successor as the person that Obama put in resigned over the weekend. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back on this Cyber Monday, the beginning of our 34-hour broadcast here on InfoWars. We're just talking about how Pygate seemed to be the big obsession of the media over the weekend. We're going to go back to that and look at what Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski did on their program in contrast to that and how that's not getting much attention at all. But before we do, I just want to let you know about some of the specials that we have here at InfoWars, because that's what keeps us operating. That's what funds this operation. That's what funds everything that we do at InfoWars. And we've got some new specials as part of this Cyber Monday special. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, now 50% off, plus free shipping. This is our deep earth source of iodine. It's manufactured in a state-licensed facility. It uses the most powerful ingredients to bring you nascent iodine. It also addresses what we have seen over a long period of time, and that is the removal of iodine from many supplements like salt. So we have a deficiency that's become a public health problem. We've got almost 6,000 reviews of people saying what this has done for them. You can see it's got 4.9 stars out of 5, and these are reviews that are curated by a third-party source. Take a look at those reviews and take a look at Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, now 50% off plus free shipping. We also have Brain Force, 50% off plus free shipping. Silver Bullet, 67% off. That's our colloidal silver product plus free shipping. Super Male Vitality, 50% off plus free shipping. And Emmerich's Essential Oil Blends and Tactical Wall Concealment items to help you pick out the gifts that you need for the upcoming season for your loved ones. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll be having more specials will be added throughout the day for this Black Friday, Cyber Monday special today. As I was talking about Pygate and how upset everybody was over a picture that Sarah Huckabee had of a pie that she baked and said, well, I don't know that you baked that pie. That was the big issue. And as the LA Times points out, it's really the latest example, they said, of the Trump administration's credibility. See, that's their credibility right there at stake. A tweet, a picture of a pie, whether that was the actual pie or a pie from the recipe. She says she's going to provide one to prove that she actually baked that pie. So we're all awaiting that with bated breath. But the LA Times goes on and says, on the surface, it seems quite trivial. Yes, it does, doesn't it? But they say it speaks to the credibility of an administration and a president who have faced repeated questions about truthfulness, said longtime Republican strategist John Weaver. He says at times, what we found with this administration is a president and even lower level staffers who are willing to lie about issues big and small. Is that true? Does it tell us about the Trump administration when they seize on that pie issue? Or does it tell us about the media itself? Does it tell us about CNN? Does it tell us about fake news? You know, another way to look at this is the way the New York Post looked at it. They said the unhinged coverage of Trump is actually hurting the media. People are seeing how insane this has been. And this is going on for over a year now. They pointed out, the New York Post said on Wednesday, if you look at Teen Vogue, and this is their final issue that is being edited by Hillary Clinton. Why? Because they have become so politicized. This is a teen fashion magazine that has become so politicized that they have tanked and they're ceasing publication. But they still went to Hillary Clinton to edit their final magazine. And they said on Wednesday, the lead story in Teen Vogue was the United States voted no on an anti-Nazi UN resolution. And they say it ran over terrifying pictures of crowds carrying banners, some featuring swastikas with smoke in the background suggesting a terror attack. But only when you click through do you discover that there was no news whatsoever. The U.S. votes against this meaningless non-binding UN gambit every year because the U.S. has this thing called the First Amendment. So meanwhile, you've got Blackish star Tracy Ellis Ross going to a Women of the Year summit earlier this month hosted by Glamour magazine. Her speech was ostensibly about being 45 and childless, but they said it could easily have been made by a women's studies professor at Barnard instead of a sitcom star. She said, "I look back and I think about all the ways that we're told about these two goals. Being chosen by a man and having kids are what make you worthy. This narrow story of husband plus child equals woman and the patriarchy. Oh, the patriarchy is not pleased with me right now. I'm failing at my function. Let me tell you, Mike Pence is effing confused by me right now." Can you imagine Mike Pence roaming around the White House saying, "Why is she 45 without any children? I can't understand it." More likely, he's saying, "Who is Tracy Ellis Ross? I'd never heard of her before." But that's what they are putting out as the fake news narrative. That's what they think everybody is concerned about. And they are shutting down everything, whether it's the NFL or whether it is Teen Vogue. It is their toxic politics, their political correctness, their cultural Marxism, that people see it for what it is. And frankly, we've had enough. And that's why it's going to be Teen Vogue's last magazine. But let's take a look at the, I guess we could call this the Turkey Gate, because this is Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. And they came back after Thanksgiving, and they talked about their frozen dinner and last night's football, and it turned out that they'd recorded it 2 days earlier. People called them on it. She came back and said, "Well, it's a day after Thanksgiving. Woo, I'm stuffed." And then they went on to talk about all the different things that they had done on Thanksgiving. And they could have just told you, as we did when we took Thanksgiving off, that it was a pre-recorded broadcast and that we were running highlights. But instead, they did a fake broadcast pretending that it was the day after Thanksgiving. The thing that really busted them was the news that I gave you at the beginning of the hour, the Egyptian mosque attack that killed 305 people. That kept running a lower third chyron that was on there, and they never mentioned it. So people started asking, and eventually Joe Scarborough said, "Yeah, that's right, we're not live, just spoofing you here." See, that didn't get any coverage. But the fact that Sarah Huckabee would put out a picture that left-wing conspiracy theorists, you have a pie conspiracy here, left-wing pie conspiracy theorists think that that is the important issue. That's what they're focusing on. So again, the double standard that we see and the preoccupation with triviality that we see coming from the media. Now, we don't have enough time to get into it in this segment, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what they don't report on. And that is things like the bureaucratic coup attempt that happened in Washington this over the weekend. And if you think I'm making an overstatement, I'm going to lay that out for you. It's very similar to what's going on, this argument going back and forth as to who's going to control our internet. Is it going to be the FCC? Is it going to be the FTC? Are we going to have net neutrality? You notice that they don't say free speech. They talk about net neutrality. We're going to show you why that isn't happening. And we're going to tell you what the real solution is going to be with that. Also, we're going to take a look at what happened with Bitcoin over the weekend and what happened with sales. It's actually been a good time. We've had a lot of optimism for the last year and couple of months since President Trump has been elected. People are still looking for a tax break, and that is reflected in increased sales both online and even at brick and mortar. They've kept even, which I guess is something of a victory for them. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's put under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Yeah, we just talked in the last segment about the triviality of Piegate and how much attention was paid to it and how little attention was paid to the deliberate deception of Joe and Mika on Morning Joe. Pretending that they were there live, it kind of reminded me of CNN pretending that they were in Iraq as the bombs started flying. Remember when they did that in the studio? And it was all just pretend. Or you've got Anderson Cooper with a disappearing nose. How they stage this and pretend that it's news. But, of course, they didn't pay any attention to what Joe and Mika had done. They focused on Piegate. But what did they not talk about? They didn't talk about what I would say is a bureaucratic coup. Another example of how the deep state, how the bureaucracies have become a government to themselves. And what happened was we had the man who's not a household name prior to this weekend, Richard Cordray. He was the former director of CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is something that was created as recently as 2010. But it has now become a massive bureaucracy. It has driven hundreds of small and medium-sized banks out of business. It's made it harder for you to get a loan if you're trying to get a loan. It's had a massive impact on our lives. But of course, it was only just created by the Frank Dodd Act. Just like Nancy Pelosi said about Obamacare, we're going to have to pass it to find out what's in it. Because they don't write the laws. Congress will create a law that creates a bureaucracy, and then they'll allow that bureaucracy to create regulations. And then they will pretend that the regulations are not laws. So if you run afoul of those regulations, and that will be judged by the bureaucracy itself. If you run afoul of the regulations created by the bureaucracy, then you will have no presumption of innocence. You will have no protection against excessive fines. They will not only be the accuser, but then they will judge whether or not you have violated these regulations. There's really nowhere to appeal. That's how we get the kind of absurdities of confiscation of property that they call civil asset forfeiture under the Drug Enforcement Agency. And this is something that has spread throughout law enforcement, where they can just seize your property. They sue the inanimate object, whether it's a stack of cash or whether it's an automobile or a home or an airplane. They don't charge the owner with a crime. They don't get a conviction. They just sue the property and they confiscate it. And that's what these bureaucracies do. They operate without any of the protections of the Sixth Amendment or the Fourth Amendment or any of the Bill of Rights. You have no due process, no presumption of innocence, and they just create these bureaucracies. Now, it's gone to another level over the weekend. We had the president criticizing the former CFPB director in a pair of tweets on Saturday night. Trump promised to bring this agency back to life. Well, I think it really needs to be killed, quite frankly. It's one of these things like the Department of Education that Ronald Reagan campaigned on that he would shut it down. It was less than 4 years old. It had been created by Jimmy Carter. And instead, what they did was they nurtured it and they fed it. They got it out of the cradle. They got it actually into strong adulthood by the time Ronald Reagan was finished. It had grown many, many times the size that it had been. And now we're seeing the same thing happen with this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. President Trump said this CFPB has been a total disaster as run by the previous administration's PIC. Financial institutions have been devastated and unable to properly serve the public. We will bring it back to life. Well, I would say that what they have done in terms of financial institutions that have been devastated, this was by design. Barney Frank and Chris Dodd were working for the big banks. And what they did was they gave them this regulation, they gave them this agency that came up with rules that were so restrictive, had so many regulations that small banks could not operate profitably. They couldn't process the amount of paperwork. And you'll find that after they've got rid of most of the small banks, that they'll come back to Congress and they'll say, you know, the regulations that we have here are just too oppressive. We need to reduce some of this paperwork. And they will, for the few survivors, the big banks that they were trying to protect from competition. That has been the purpose of this from the very beginning. That was its design. And just as we talk about net neutrality, and it is, we'll talk about this in a moment, it is not really about net neutrality. It's not about free speech. We talk about consumer protection. They're not protecting the consumer. They're making it impossible in most cases, very difficult at the very least, for you to get a consumer loan. And the amount of paperwork that has to be processed, small banks have had to completely exit entire segments of making loans for entire parts of the economy. And it's cost many of them their very existence. That has been the purpose of this organization. But then let's take it to the next level here. After he resigns, and after President Trump criticizes him, President Trump appoints someone else to that position. But the deputy director of the CFPB, Leandra English, said, wait a minute, I'm in charge here. I'm going to be the new director of this bureaucracy. And President Trump said, no, he resigned. I'm replacing him with an appointment until the Senate comes up with somebody else and approves someone else. She says, no, no, no. Her name is Leandra English. She's the deputy director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She has now sued President Trump and White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney late on Sunday to secure control of the agency, claiming that she is the lawful interim successor. You see how we've turned this into a kind of medieval bureaucratic fiefdom? These people have no accountability to the voters. They're not chosen by the voters. And now they're saying you don't even get, the president doesn't get a chance to protect, to pick a successor to this. And so what they said was, this is Daily Caller. They said Cordray's resignation last week prompted a crisis at the bureaucracy, which in short order evolved into a proxy conflict over the power of the administrative state. And that's really what we're seeing here. They say the sprawling network of agencies. Think about this. This is something that was created in 2010. And at the time, they didn't have any idea what they were going to do. They were just created and given some broad guidelines and told, you decide what it's going to be. You know, like Nancy Pelosi was saying, we're going to create it so we can find out what they're going to do. What's in it? We don't know what the law is going to be. I mean, she was really being truthful for a few times in her life. That was very candid to say, well, we don't know what's going to happen with Obamacare. We're going to turn this over to HHS and to the IRS, and they're going to determine what it's going to be because we're not going to be bothered with the details, even though they had created a plan that was thousands of pages long. The details are still going to be sorted out, and it was going to be a living document that was going to be massaged and grown by the bureaucracy. And now we have this situation here where you've got a conflict over the power of the administrative state. Not only do they write the rules, not only do they destroy our due process, but now they're saying that they're not accountable to the president. And the argument of this is that she says, in the language of the act, it says the law provides that the deputy director shall, quote, serve as acting director in the absence or unavailability of the director. Now, Trump's Department of Justice has come back and said, well, clearly that is talking about a situation where the director is temporarily unable to fulfill his or her duties. Not in a situation where the person has resigned or been fired. Now you have a replacement system. This is not a situation where they are sick and they're expected to be back. And so this is going to go back and forth, but it is now turned into a lawsuit. And it is being pursued by an individual who has repeatedly sued the Trump administration over one issue after the other. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how this is like net neutrality. Because in both cases, they're not protecting the consumer and they're not protecting the internet. And we don't really have a good alternative from either party. They're not looking after your interest, they're looking after the interests of whichever corporations are most closely aligned with them, whether it's the ISPs or whether it's Google, Facebook, and Apple. We'll be right back.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving, and I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight on this Cyber Monday, and this is the beginning of our 34-hour broadcast where we're going to be live here for 34 hours. We've got a lot of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports us and what keeps us independent. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment with net neutrality. We were just talking about the Consumer Protection Board. Yeah, you think they're protecting you as a consumer? You think they're going to keep the net neutral? You think that the Patriot Act is protecting you? You think that the USA Freedom Act is giving you privacy? Well, you haven't been paying attention then. We're going to tell you what's really going on here. But before we do, what keeps us independent is the ability to be able to get around the economic censorship, at least, and to some degree, you're passing things around as long as we can. They're trying to shut this down algorithmically and even doing it by direct intervention. They're trying to shut down what is happening on social media. But the way that we get around this is by the direct funding of our listeners, you. And you've supported us over the years, and we really do appreciate that. This time of year, we put many of our most popular products on a deep discount plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's one of our first products that we have here. Many people don't realize it, but they don't get very much iodine in their diet anymore. Much of the iodine supplementation that was put into salt and other things has been gradually removed over time as they've given you instead fluoride in your water, fluoride in your toothpaste, and a bad form of fluoride, as a matter of fact. That's what we're talking about. But iodine is very necessary for your health. Take a look at the reviews that we have on our third-party curated site. 4.9 stars out of 5 with almost 6,000 reviews. You can get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine now 50% off plus free shipping. Also, Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Units, 25% off plus free shipping, and that's the entire line. 25% off plus free shipping. That is a big discount. Those are high-ticket items, and they can be expensive to ship. And right now we have free shipping, as we do on our InfoWars Select Emergency Food. 50% off plus free shipping. You can also find Knockout, 50% off plus free shipping. Living Defense, 50% off plus free shipping. Prostaguard and many others, 50% off plus free shipping. So we thank you for your support. All right, we were talking about the Consumer Protection Bureau and the fact that as President Trump appointed somebody to take the place of the person who resigned. He criticized that person, and then the deputy director said, you can't appoint somebody to take his place. I have the right to take that job. Not only are they not listening to us when it comes to our comments, when it comes to the laws that they are creating, and yet not calling them laws, they call them regulations. But I think that's what we're seeing now with net neutrality and many other issues. We've got an op-ed piece from the LA Times, one of the Democrats on the FCC, saying, please stop us from killing net neutrality. You've got Electronic Freedom Foundation saying, here's a tool to let you lobby Congress. Well, you know, Congress really doesn't have that much to say about it. This is an out-of-control bureaucracy. And this has been my concern with it from the very beginning, the fact that we had the FCC trying to take over the Internet. Nobody had ever, and government had ever claimed that they owned the Internet prior to that. And then they said, well, we're going to say that it's a utility and we're going to regulate it as such. There wasn't any need for the FCC to get involved there. Remember, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, was set up initially to allocate frequency spectrums. You had a finite number of radio frequency spectrums. And so they allocated them in an auction, and then they managed that process. Then they started putting in some rules over content. At first, it was innocuous. It was, well, you can't say certain words that are going to offend public morality. And then they started getting into the fairness doctrine, which was like net neutrality, not fair at all. And net neutrality is not neutral at all. And we're going to tell you why that's the case. But they would put that in, and they would say, well, we're going to have fairness. And it wasn't really an open, competitive marketplace of ideas on talk radio until Ronald Reagan stopped the fairness doctrine. And that's when he got Rush Limbaugh, many others following behind him, because the fairness doctrine was taken away. That's when media got fair. So the fairness doctrine, the Fairness Act, did not give us fair media. It was the absence of it that actually gave us a free marketplace. And I got to tell you that net neutrality is not what it pretends to be. It is a lie. It is a deception, just as much as the Patriot Act or Consumer Protection Bureau is supposed to protect the consumers. I just talked about how that's not the case. Let's listen to what Wired Magazine, however, had to say about the net neutrality issue.
This is a confusing topic for a lot of people. I think we need a metaphor to open us up here. Is it the information superhighway that is going to now have a private lane, or is it like train
tracks?
That
seems like a good metaphor.
That's not bad. Well, think about it like the information electricity grid, okay? So basically your utility can't tell you what to plug into the grid. You can plug in whatever you want. But what if some utilities said, okay, you know what? We really like it that you use microwaves. We'd rather you not use refrigerators. So we're going to make the electricity flow more slowly to your refrigerator than to your microwave.
Okay, so yeah. Basically what we are saying here is that Internet service providers may be picking winners and losers on the Internet in terms of access. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's right. So right now, basically, Internet providers are powerless to determine what you do with the Internet, right? It's basically they give you the data. What you do with the data is up to you. With these rules, it is possible they could say, you know what, we would rather you not make phone calls over the Internet, or we would rather you not watch movies on Netflix, we'd rather you watch movies through our great cable service. And so therefore, we're going to throttle back the speeds, maybe we'll even block them entirely, maybe we will offer our services in a way that it doesn't hit your data cap. We can favor some services and punish others.
Let's hold it right there. You know, one of the things that Eric Schmidt said was if you're going to discriminate between like services, which is what Google does, by the way, he said, I would not support a system where you throttle, let's say, Netflix versus a competitor, where, let's say, maybe it was Amazon, because really you just have a couple of different choices now with streaming stuff, don't you? Maybe Hulu. Okay, so let's say that they favor Netflix over Hulu. He says, no, I would not favor that. Now, in a trade situation, you might have a situation where they say, well, we're going to throttle people who are watching movies versus people who are looking at news websites. And that would be a business decision. And that's essentially what the Republican, who's on the FCC, Ajit Pai, is saying. He said, let's put this to the FTC instead of the FCC. But when you look at Eric Schmidt of Google, when you look at what he was just talking about in terms of, well, let's not throttle people of like kinds of information, that's precisely what Google has been doing. And they've been doing it under net neutrality. Understand that Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, and others, the ones pushing for net neutrality, are really the ones who have been at the forefront of censorship, haven't they? And they're not censoring things based on the way the information is being sent out. They're censoring it based on content. And we have seen this over and over again just in the last several weeks. We've had InfoWars mentioned by name in congressional hearings to the Twitter executive, where the congressman was saying, Congressman Quigley said, wait a minute, I saw this story trending from InfoWars. Oh, we're taking care of that, Congressman. Well, it took too long for you to do that. Well, we'll talk to you about it privately. Let's talk about this privately. They're mentioning us by name. When you look at Google, what they do is they put disclaimers underneath a search for us. This is unprecedented, and it is now in the open. And so these are the people who are saying they want to have free speech and net neutrality. They want anything but. They are the biggest threat to net neutrality. As Breitbart pointed out, they said, the web is already subject to the tyranny of big corporations, but their names are Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Apple, and Amazon. Now, allied against them, you have the hardware internet service providers, the people who actually run the pipes that bring that content to you. But we're not seeing in any of these calls for regulation, any of these calls for net neutrality, we're not seeing anything that would stand up for the freedom of speech. They want to pretend, as they're just talking in this clip that we just played in Wired, they want to pretend that what net neutrality is what's been called dumb pipes, where basically you don't know or care what the content is. You're just running it through. But that is not what we're getting right now. And so this is, as he points out, already a tyranny of big corporations. What you're seeing playing out here is a competition between bureaucracies, between the FCC and the FTC. You're also seeing a competition between giant corporations. On the one hand, you've got the content providers who want to regulate other people's content versus the people who are providing the hardware that pushes the information around. Both of them want to maximize profits. Neither of them care a fig about free speech and net neutrality, if you want to call it net neutrality. As they pointed out in Breitbart, yeah, you write an Apple app or a Google app, they're going to be the gatekeepers. If you're doing a video, you're going to find that YouTube will be your gatekeeper. If you want to share content, then you're going to find that Twitter and Facebook are your gatekeepers. There isn't any First Amendment right now on the internet if these people continue going down the way that they're going. So what is the solution to this? Well, stay with us when we come back. I'll tell you what
the solution is. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about net neutrality, what the solution, in my opinion, is, and how it ties into Bitcoin in just a moment. But before we do, I want to, since we have some radio stations that carry news at the top of the hour, I want to give you some updates on some Thanksgiving news. I think the one of the big winners on Thanksgiving that they're not talking about is gun purchases. You know, gun control activists were talking just before Thanksgiving, said, let's bring up gun control at the Thanksgiving table. And even beyond that, we had Shannon Watts, the founder of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, which hasn't really been very effective, fortunately. She said, it's Thanksgiving week. Have you asked the friends and family your kids are visiting if there are guns in their home and how they store them? And when I saw that, I retweeted out and I said, well, you know, do you trust me with this big knife and this giant fork here that I'm carving the turkey with? Well, if you do, then maybe you might trust me with some other tools that I use to protect my family. And oh, by the way, as you're leaving, please drive carefully on your way home, because that is also a tool. And maybe we shouldn't allow you to control that. And that's where these people are going. The moms who are demanding action for guns are also like the moms who were demanding action for drunk drivers, moms against drunk drivers. And of course, they categorized everybody as drunk drivers, essentially taking the alcohol limit down to a very, very low level and doing it in a way that I think actually blew back in terms of not punishing real drunk drivers. You know, so many people were falsely labeled as drunk drivers as they lowered the alcohol level that it kind of created a leniency attitude on the part of judges. So they'd look at it and they say, well, okay, yeah, but you know, this is half the limit of what we used to consider to be drunk. So we'll kind of give this guy a pass. And so you had repeat offenders who were continually caught maybe after they had had an accident, continually put back on the street. I think it actually worked the other way. But clearly this didn't have any effect because we had internet sales booming across Black Friday. We had $5 billion on Friday. That was a 17% increase over online sales, and brick and mortar shops were only down by 1%. So I guess that is a victory in this day and age of Amazon. But the biggest jump was for firearms. Black Friday posts a new single day record for gun background checks. They went up from 185,700 last year to 203,000 on Black Friday. And understand, that is not for each and every firearm. They say a number of firearms sold is likely higher because multiple firearms can be included on one transaction by a single buyer. So this is data coming from the FBI, flooded with more than 200,000 background checks on Black Friday, setting a new single day record. And that is coming in opposition of the news that Michael Bloomberg has funded former mayor of New York City, who will probably run for president. He funded gun control lobbies, and those lobbies, like Moms Demand Action on Gun Control, he spent over $71 million over the last three election cycles. And if you look at the picture of him standing there, it looks like he's got a couple of toy guns, and that's basically all he's got to show for this. Tens of millions of dollars flowing into his gun control lobby via his direct and personal donations, complemented by millions of dollars that he spent for SKD Knickerbocker to make gun control look popular, make it achievable. Absolute total failure to do anything about it. And we're glad of that. If Hillary Clinton had been president, we would probably be at war, as Susan Sarandon said, and they would be at war with gun owners. Meanwhile, we got Colin Kaepernick celebrating an un-Thanksgiving. He said he was doing it with indigenous people on Alcatraz. Well, I think that's maybe where Colin Kaepernick and his Black Lives Matter people belong. But I think some of us whose families have been here for 400 years, consider ourselves to be indigenous Americans as well. And you can see how his protests have burned down the NFL with many stadiums less than half full over the weekend. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Cyber Monday. Joining us in the next segment will be Matt Dubiel of our Chicago affiliate, WCKG. Before we get to Matt, I want to finish up on the net neutrality issue. As I was pointing out, we don't have net neutrality now, if you want to think of it as freedom of speech. They're coming after our freedom of speech. We've seen this in many ways. We've talked about it multiple times here at InfoWars, how Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and others are specifically targeting content like the content we produce here at InfoWars, and blockading it. Now, they're telling us that that's going to happen by the ISPs, that they're going to be shutting that down. What this really is economic competition between different groups of giant corporations, competition between different bureaucracies, between the FTC, between the FCC. Do we really want the government controlling the Internet? Do we really want these mega corporations controlling it? Understand that this was a creation of DARPA. It was Licklider, who was a psychologist working for DARPA, that created what he called the Intergalactic Computer Network. That eventually became DARPANET, but then they contracted that to call it the Internet. It was a psychological experiment. It was an experiment of control. And I think that they've had us on a very long leash for a while. It looked like we were going to be able to use something that I used to think about 20 years ago. I thought, well, this is pretty cool. We're taking something that was created by the dark state, something created by DARPA, something that was basically sinister and controlling, and we've used this to get freedom. And yes, we did. And you could make the argument that perhaps we got a little bit further along with it than they had hoped for us to get. But now they're closing the noose. Now they're taking back control, and they're using their crony corporations to do it. As I've said before, the censorship is really kind of a crony capitalist censorship. They won't come out and say, we're going to shut down your free speech. No, they will use Google and Facebook and Twitter to do that, in the same way that they've always used press associations to shut down debates for third-party candidates who went through the extra effort to get on the ballot that the established Democrats and Republicans never had to go through. Once you got on the ballot, they would say, well, we're not going to allow you to participate in the debates. And you'd say, well, how could that be? We're on the ballot. We actually did more to get on the ballot than the Democrats or Republicans. They say, well, this is something that's being decided by a third-party group. They're a private organization. They can decide who they want to allow in the debates and who they don't. And that's the same thing we're seeing now on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube. And so, as Breitbart's Bakare says, if left-wing net neutrality activists are serious about their demands for content neutrality and a free and open web, then where have they been for the last few years? Exactly. Where have they been? Do they not realize what's going on? Just look at what happened over this last week. It came out that Google was collecting Android users' locations, even when you told them not to. even when you disabled location services, even if you didn't have a SIM card in your phone. They were still collecting this information. Now they said, I promise we'll stop now that we've been caught. They've been doing it since January. It was Quartz running an investigation that found out that they were doing this. And once they caught them red-handed, they looked at it and they said, wait a minute, this is being sent back in these packets, and these are phones, it's not coming from apps. This happens even if we don't have a SIM card in it. It was at the Android operating system level. And say, since the beginning of 2017, Android phones have been collecting the addresses of nearby cell towers, even when location services are disabled. Now, Google is saying, well, we don't use that information. We don't store that. But it does allow advertisers to target consumers using location data. And that has obvious commercial value, says Quartz. They say the company can tell using precise location tracking, for example, whether an individual with an Android phone or running Google apps has set foot in a specific store. And they can use that to target the advertising that a user subsequently sees. And that's the service that they sell. So they're not asking for your permission. They don't honor your privacy. They don't care about that. We don't have a neutral net. It wasn't given to us by Obama. It didn't stop any of that, because the people who are coming after it are the people who are now saying, well, we got to continue down this this track. It is Google and Apple and Twitter who are saying, we want the government regulating this as a utility, when they are violating our privacy right now. Just take a look at what's going on with our emails and our photos stored in the cloud. We now have the courts are looking as to whether or not they can grab our information without violating the Fourth Amendment. Well, of course it's a Fourth Amendment violation. And we haven't had phone privacy going back to the 1960s. That's why they put in the FISA Act, because at the time we had the NSA, we had the CIA and others grabbing information about your phones. They called it the PIN account, but they were tracking people at that point in time. That's why they created the FISA Act. But it didn't stop anything, just as the Net Neutrality Act is not going to stop anything. So what is the solution? Is government going to give us our privacy? Of course not. They've been pushing this surveillance. They have been pushing the internet. They created the internet at DARPA. It was a creation of a guy who wanted to monitor the population. And that has been the fastest growing part of the intelligence agency, to look at your activity-based intelligence, to look at the geospatial intelligence. Geospatial intelligence has been the fastest growing area. They want to know what you're doing, who you are, where you are when you're doing it. And that's precisely what Google was doing. You think they're not sharing this information with the people who helped to start them? It was Incutel, the CIA's venture capital firm that helped to start many of these giant social media companies or search engine companies. Yeah, they're all in it together. They're using this. And it's just a competition that you're seeing between bureaucracies and between different industries. So what is the solution? I think it's going to be something like Bitcoin. I think we're going to have to go outside of the crony capitalist corporations, the select few that are given every benefit so they can succeed and the rest of us can't. Those people who are so connected in Washington, D.C., as well as bureaucracies, we're going to have something that is going to be outside of government. Certainly you understand that after the government has been spying on us and abusing the Bill of Rights, searching us without a search warrant, going back for 60 years, that they're not going to turn around and start honoring our privacy. After they created these corporations to monitor us, after they created the internet to monitor us, they're not going to turn around and give us our privacy. I think Kim.com holds out the best promise. And if it isn't Kim.com, it's going to have to be somebody like him to come up with something like MegaNet that he's talked about that'll operate without IP addresses, something that will be, as he points out, indestructible, uncontrollable, and encrypted. He said the current corporate internet will be replaced by a better internet running on the idling capacity of hundreds of millions of mobile devices. It'll be run by the people for the people. Breaking net neutrality will only accelerate the adoption of a new network. He says he's been working on this for a long time. He said mobile networks and devices will be ready for this in 4 to 5 years. Well, let's hope that it's right. It's something he's been talking about since 2015. And I would suggest that if you look at the fact that he's been targeted and the way that he's been targeted, I think that the U.S. government is worried that he's got something. Let's hope that he does. Because unless Kim.com or somebody like him comes up with a parallel internet structure, like we did with Bitcoin and the blockchain, unless something like that comes up, we will not be able to break the centralized control that spies on us. This private-public partnership between a few entitled corporations and the government that wants to know everything that we do. They get the power by knowing everything that we do, and those corporations who share that information with them get the profits. And you're not going to find a solution at the FCC. You're not going to find a solution at the FTC. You're not going to find a solution in net neutrality. That is a fraud. It has been about controlling you and monitoring you and watching everything that you do. That was its design. And it's going to continue to do that until somebody comes up with a design that is independent of all this. That's the only way that we're going to solve this. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Matt Dubiel from WCKG in Chicago.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight. We're going to be talking to Matt Dubiel. He is the station owner of WCKG, our Chicago affiliate. And we're going to find out what's happening in Chicago. He contacted us and said there's something really strange happening there. So we're going to get an update from Matt in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about our Cyber Monday specials, part of our Black Friday through Cyber Monday specials, but it's ramping up today with today being Cyber Monday. We have a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com that are 50% off plus free shipping. Let me just give you a list of some of the products. Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine product, 50% off plus free shipping. And of course, this is one of our earliest products. You can see we've got over 6,000 reviews and it has a rating of 4.9 out of 5. And that is a review system that is curated by a third-party source. Take a look at that and take a look at some of the other things that we have on sale. BrainForce, 50% off plus free shipping. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product, 67% off plus free shipping. Super Male Vitality, 50% off plus free shipping. InfoWar Select Emergency Food, 50% off plus free shipping. That is a giant savings, not only the 50% off, but the free shipping. Also, we have Alexa Pro, our ProPure items are 25% off plus free shipping. And we have the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Unit, 25% off plus free shipping. So those are high ticket items as well as the food. And you can save a lot of money when you get those bulky items with free shipping. Take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com on this Cyber Monday. And thank you for supporting InfoWars. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Matt Dubiel. You'll find him at MattDubiel.com. Matt, what is going on in Chicago?
Hey, good morning, David. It's great to, well, first off, you're going on in Chicago right now on AM 1530 and FM 102.3. And boy, it's so nice to be able to, you know, we have like 2 hour traffic depending on where you're going in Chicago. It's so nice to have something worth listening to from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. So Real News is that. And, Chicago is darn glad to have you. So that was
thing. It's a very important market to be in and we're really happy to be in the Chicago market for sure. Thank you.
Unfortunately, the other thing that's happening in Chicago is, as you know, I know that you're well aware of the skyrocketing murder rate, the skyrocketing homicide rate, the skyrocketing carjacking rate. One of the topics of discussion at my Thanksgiving dinner table this weekend, even though we really did all come together and really didn't discuss politics, we talked about what's going on in the world, which is what you do with your family, which is what you do with people you live with locally without having to worry about safe spaces and people freaking out. Adults can have those conversations, and we did. And one of the things that we were talking about is how this nonsense, this crime, is seeping into the areas outside of where it's normally been corralled. And it's getting worse here. And I believe that if we allow it to get worse here, it's going to get worse by you. It's going to get worse around the rest of the country. I noticed something yesterday morning in the wee hours of the morning as I was getting ready for a hockey tournament with my young lad. We're getting ready and we get up and it's sunrise. And man, if the clouds, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful, you know, there's that saying, red sky at night, sailor's delight. It was a dusk that you would wish to be a sailor in. Beautiful sea, a sea of blue. The stars were beginning to go away. And then you look in the sky and I took some pictures before. It's checkered with not contrails, not condensation. Not condensation that dissipates, but chemical trails from airplanes like a checkerboard. And the more I drove, the more I looked, and the more I looked, the more I noticed that it was over a certain area. David, I'm sure that it won't shock you to find out that the area where the most concentration of the chemtrails that were lasting all day long for upwards of 12 hours is predominantly over the areas where we're having the most trouble with crime and just overall gang violence and trouble in general. It also is in the southernmost edge, the southeast area of the skyline where the sun line, when the sun rises, it sort of follows the sun line. And it's right in the area where all the nonsense is going down. And then I went and took a video later in the day. And again, not a cloud in the sky in the north, not a cloud in the sky to the west. But on the south side, all of those trails that were there in the morning had turned into a film, a white, crappy film of fake clouds. You know, we've worried about fake news. We've talked about fake news. We've talked about fake food. And if you look, and if anybody's watching at Infowars.com/show, you'll see a little bit later in the video where there's just an area where it's completely whitewashed, almost like when you do it on a brick wall, where it's the sky is completely whitewashed, and those mm-hmm. are all the mm-hmm. trails that were there this morning. So those aren't even real clouds.
Yeah.
And my question is what the hell is going on?
Well, you know, there's been some investigators who've looked into this out of California. One of the individuals I interviewed, she said, well, I don't want to use the term chemtrails because immediately people will pull back. That's a toxic term to a lot of people. So she said, I call it persistent contrails. And let's talk about that. And let's talk about what we find on the ground, the increase in certain heavy metals and things like that that we find on the ground. I've also, when I first started here, Matt, we had a Paul Revere film contest. And one of the entries was also tied into an app that a guy had put together. It was called Skyder Alert. And what he was doing was kind of crowdsourcing investigation into this. People would get the app and they'd put it on their phone. They'd take a picture of what they were seeing in the sky. And it would usually be a cross-hatching of a lot of contrails, if you will, persistent contrails. And they would send that in and they started collating that with increases in temperature. So they were saying, well, is this something that is being deliberately done as geoengineering? And are they creating global warming in these certain areas or whatever? But what is the fallout of this? What is happening as we see this increase in certain heavy metals in places where they have been conducting these types of, I guess you could call it persistent contrails if you don't want to say chemtrails. What are we seeing in terms of the increase in trace metals that are coming, that are accumulating on the ground? So there's been a lot of investigation by a lot of different people on this to see that it is actually a correlation. And they were actually sending that to their congressional representatives and saying, look, this is what we're seeing. This is something that is a real observable phenomenon. We can correlate this whenever we see these crosshatched persistent contrails. We can correlate that to an increase in temperature in that area temporarily and so forth. And there's something going on here for sure.
That's the important thing to me, is to recognize that there's actually something going on. You have these people that will say, well, you're an idiot. These are condensation trails and there's condensation from the airplane. I filmed some airplanes. David, as you and most people know, in America, O'Hare Airport was the number one traveled airport in the country, if not the world at one point. I think it's been downgraded to maybe number three. It's still one of the busiest airports on planet Earth. And there's a second airport in Chicago that's Midway. So if you look at the sky and you imagine that there are thousands of airplanes that take off every day and land every day, and you watch the planes, most of them are not exhibiting or creating a condensation trail. Most of them
right.
don't. And
that's
so
right.
you gotta
And then we got the
at.
Videos, Matt, of some of them that are just creating this massive fog of stuff coming out of the back of the plane. We've seen videos of that as well. It's like, okay, give us an explanation for that, as well as testimony from former Air Force personnel who have since retired and talked about what they knew in the program. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Matt Dubiel. He's from WCKG, our Chicago affiliate. And you can find him at mattdubiel.com. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. And also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Matt Dubiel from our Chicago affiliate, WCKG. And this is part of our, this is the second hour of our 34-hour broadcast. We've kind of themed this, Know Your Enemy. And I think it's kind of interesting, as we look at what the media has been covering over this Thanksgiving weekend, I spent a lot of time talking about net neutrality and Consumer Protection Bureau and the fact that they're not protecting consumers. And we don't have net neutrality or free speech. Those are both fake. They're fake. But they're not even talking about that fakeness of the fake consumer protection or the fake net neutrality. Instead, what they're talking about, Matt, is Piegate. Piegate. Whether or not Sarah Huckabee Sanders actually made that pie that she put a picture of on Twitter And what they're not talking about is what Joe and Mika did, which was to pretend they cut their post-Thanksgiving show 2 days in advance and pretending that they were live instead of just telling people, hey, this is a previously recorded broadcast and blah, blah, blah. We're going to do a best of, which is what we did here at InfoWars. But that's the level that they're at, that kind of childish level where they're talking about Piegate rather than even giving us some kind of a fake narrative about net neutrality or Consumer Protection Bureau. None of that is even on the plate. Instead, we get Piegate, Matt.
Yeah, these are the same idiots in journalism that have just taken hook, line, and sinker everything that the previous administration said for the last 8 years and just reported it as fact. These are the same people that were on an airplane with a candidate, Barack Obama, that were all giggling at something that was showing in below the belt on the then candidate. Have you seen that video? These are the people that will drool, and they're sycophantic when it comes to a media icon, when it's like a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton. And then when somebody like Sarah Sanders is just doing her job, and she does a really great job, by the way. I mean, what it's about. She's handing them their lunch figuratively. And this is what the American people need to understand. I love it when this happens, because when this happens, it tends to kind of snap people out of their little trance where they think that the CNNs of the world are actually somehow different than InfoWars. And here's how they're not different, and here's how they're different. All the journalists, all the TV reporters, all the radio reporters, all of the hosts that you see, they all get funneled through the American school system. They all end up in college. We're in the industry at some level. They all start out as grunts and interns, and they all work their way up in the business. They all end up going to work for different places. Some people, like some of your producers and yourself, end up working at InfoWars. Others work at CNN. The process is no different, except CNN and the New York Times and other outlets have shown themselves to be bought and paid for. Other independent outlets like InfoWars show themselves not to be bought and paid for. And yet people will point their fingers and sneer and say, oh, fake news, fake news. Fake news is the news you've been fed at on 2579 and 32 across the country. That's the fake news.
Yeah. And, you know, for decades, I was more of a consumer of news than I was a producer of news. And I would look at what was coming out of the major three networks that we were allowed to have, plus NPR. And they kept telling us that they were objective, that they didn't have an interest in this. And I didn't go to a journalism school, so I didn't have this drummed into me that, oh yeah, we're all about objectivity. I could look at it and I could see that they weren't objective. Just in what they choose to report shows a bias. And they were all choosing to, interestingly enough, report on the same stories. And they all had the same angle. It was all Operation Mockingbird. And so, for the longest time, I'd look at this and I'd say, this is not objective whatsoever. So I knew it was a fake situation. They're still trying to push that narrative. And people now understand, thanks to the window of opportunity that we had with the internet, and I guess the question before us right now is whether or not that window is going, how quickly that window is going to close. And can we get to something else or find a workaround with this? Can we find alternate structures outside of the, now the control that we have with social media? Because the ABC, CBS, and NBC have now become Google, Facebook, and Twitter. They're the ones now trying to control content. And there's other ways that content will be controlled. Are we going to find a way around that? Or are we going to go back to a situation where they control from the top down the stories that are covered, just as ABC, NBC, and CBS used to do? Or are we going to have a open, free discussion of issues? I think that's really what's before us at this point in time.
Well, if you look, take a look at the internet, for example, and some of us, I mean, I had my first domain name in 1997, and I remember being at these same radio companies that we talk about, and they were all engulfed in building out their AOL forums. They wanted to build their AOL areas. And I remember, you know, as a young, bright-eyed intern saying, well, you know, there's the World Wide Web and it's open. Why would you limit yourself to these? And I didn't call them internet ghettos yet, because I didn't have that viewpoint, but they really are internet ghettos.
Yeah,
Really what needs
That's
to happen
what Matt Drudge
is,
called them, yeah.
Yeah, the way to make this free is not to involve the government or some governing body or the UN or some other force that, who's going to watch the watchers? The way to keep it free, in my view, is for people to wake up and stop this nonsense of perpetrating the notion that CNN or Time Magazine or any of these other rags are any holier than any other rag. You, as the consumer, you as the reader, you as the viewer, you as the listener who controls the orifices that lead to downloading information into your brain, you are in charge. You are the arbiter of what ideas get planted as seeds in your mind. And that goes for our children as well. So I don't want the government in our schools. I don't want the government controlling the internet. I want the internet to be open and free. And I believe that anybody that says they want to keep it open and free by bringing the government or any government in to keep it open and free absolutely does not have the intention of keeping it open and free. You don't free something by caging it. It just doesn't work that way, at least not in my view of the way the planet and the universe works. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I haven't seen any evidence in my lifetime that the government is interested in giving us any kind of freedom. As a matter of fact, if freedom breaks out, then that's when they really come down with a hammer on the people who are responsible for creating some kind of a structure. So we're still waiting to see what happens to Bitcoin. That's one area where you've got an independent thing that has arisen that presents a competition to the centralized control of the central bankers. And I think we're going to need to see something like that for the internet to be free. But of course, as you've pointed out in the past, it is not only an internet ghetto, but it's a very dangerous thing for people to only exist on the internet. That's why radio is so important, because as we're seeing now with people getting their Twitter accounts just pulled arbitrarily, they can flush you down the memory hole in a very Orwellian fashion just like that for absolutely no reason and no explanation given.
Yeah, and people don't realize this. They think that it's science fiction. They think it's hyperbole. They think it's Alex Jones or David Knight or somebody, Matt Duvial, getting all, you know, wonky about something. But here's the facts, folks. This is how it works. The supercomputers, artificial intelligence that you're experiencing has been dumbed down. The reason why Siri doesn't work, the reason why these applications that you use, maps, whatever it is, are so wonky is because you're not getting the good stuff. Okay. The good stuff is being saved so that when the time comes at any point, they can take a certain voice imprint and remove it. They can take certain words and remove it. Who's they? Well, they are whoever you give control to under the auspices of freedom. That's who the they is that you have to worry about. And when companies like Google start out saying, don't be evil, and then you find out that they're throttling good information on the internet so that people don't see it, and then allowing chats and forums and how-to videos on how to abuse children, then you got to wonder, what is their definition of evil and what kind of a world are we living in? And there's one thing we all know for sure is good people have to pay attention to what's going on. And if they do, they're the ones that eventually will be controlling and deciding what gets watched and what gets listened to. Those pictures that I see behind you in the graphic for this broadcast all include people like, Tucker Carlson and Anderson Cooper. Why do people think they trust those people? They think they trust them because they think they're associated with big TV or big media. They shouldn't. Those people are the ones you should be watching out for.
That's right. We're talking to Matt Duvial. And of course, I just remind people that if you think the FCC is going to give us net neutrality, you got to remember that it was the FCC that wanted to put people in newsrooms to observe how news is being created. Why would they do that? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Matt Dubiel of our Chicago affiliate, WCKG. I'm going to go back to Matt in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off a wide variety of products, and this is part of our 34-hour broadcast for Cyber Monday. It began Black Friday, began actually a little bit before Black Friday. We started putting some sales out there, but now we've got a wide variety of products, some of our most popular products, 50% off plus free shipping. Some very big ticket items, 50% off plus free shipping. That's all of the ProPure items are 25% off plus free shipping. LexaPure Pro water filtration is 25% off plus free shipping. Our InfoWars Select emergency food is 50% off plus free shipping. Big savings on that. We also have a lot of other health items that are on sale. Knockout, 50% off plus free shipping. Living Defense, Prostaguard, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver is 67% off. And then we have Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, 50% off, and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That is also 50% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of this 34-hour broadcast for Cyber Monday. We really appreciate your support. It is very essential for us at this time as we've been talking about net neutrality and the lack thereof, the fact that if you think that there's net neutrality, you haven't been paying any attention to what Google, Twitter, Facebook, and others are doing, targeting by name InfoWars, conspiring with the government openly. And we're talking about, let's use the conspiring word here. It is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy to silence any alternative views. They have a narrative that they want to feed you. They used to be able to do that very easily with just big three networks and NPR that they controlled. They didn't like the fact that there was a larger spectrum of information available for people. They don't want you sharing that information. So they're working very hard at ways to shut that down. And one of the ways that they do that is with economic censorship. As Julian Assange said, they even apply economic censorship to Ron Paul, shutting down, demonetizing his YouTube channel. They didn't shut it down, but they demonetized it. But they have shut down many different Twitter accounts of people who are conservative. Look at what they have done to Roger Stone, for example, shutting him down for things that were very mild compared to what Keith Olbermann and other people did, and then shutting down even his news Twitter feed, which was Stone Cold Truth. They shut that down. There wasn't anything controversial about that. No warning. Just shut it down, purge it. It's gone forever. But let's go back to Matt Dubion. I want to switch it over to the economy right now because things look very positive over the weekend. Matt, I don't know how things are in Chicago, but they're saying that across the country, online sales are up about 17%. The consumers are very optimistic. Here we are a year after President Trump, and it looks like maybe we're going to get that tax cut come through and before the end of the year. Everybody's kind of banking on that. I certainly hope that that happens for the sake of the economy. But then we have the GOP establishment that doesn't want it to happen because they prefer to see the economy melt down than to see President Trump have a win, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think the middle class is screwed no matter where you are in America. I mean, and the good news is that you can do something about it. I can do something about it. Each of us individually can do something about it. But if we're sitting here just hoping and praying that the wizards in their outfits and meeting up and controlling everything are going to give us a tax break and give us a raise. That was one of the pieces of language I heard somebody tweet or read somebody tweet. It was a Republican, and I forget who it was. And he said, this is a comeback for the American middle class. No, it's not. It's not. And here's why. 65,000 people every day become retirement age. 65,000 baby boomers. They're coming out of the workforce. They got a lot of money, some of them. Most of them have no money. Most people in America have a savings account that's less than $2,500. Most people don't have an emergency fund. If you drive around the United States of America, you're going to see more than really two different Americas. You're going to see the America that we experience when we're driving down the highway and we see nice buildings and things that look good and there's a Panera and there's a Starbucks. And then you drive through Gary, Indiana. And Alex and I talked about this years ago after I came back from a family road trip with my kids. And the topic was America rotting. And no president, no new congressman, nobody is going to fix this for you and I. And when the robots come for your jobs, which I know to many of you feels like something from a science fiction movie, but listen to the experts. They're all talking about it. So you got 65,000 people a day leaving the workforce and retiring and hoping to draw on some sort of a social program. Then you've got millennials that don't buy cars, don't buy houses. And then you've got the Gen Xers and the people in the middle that are mostly what's making up the middle class right now. You've got a recipe for disaster, and there's nothing really that a president or the Congress can do right now, especially if people are sitting there waiting. And that's one of the reasons why I think people are excited by cryptocurrencies and sort of this idea of creating audiences and reaching people and monetizing it on YouTube and things like that. Most American people, though, have no clue what that even means or why anybody cares about their channel being demonetized on YouTube.
That's right. And we're talking about AI coming for people's jobs. I think that's the big story that people aren't really talking about. We can say that we're going to offer incentives for corporations to repatriate their capital and to build jobs here in America. But what they're going to do is going to set up automated factories that aren't going to need any workers, whether they're foreign workers that the Republicans have been bringing in because they want cheap labor. They don't want labor at all. They want laborless manufacturing. And so what you're going to see is a concentration of wealth there, and you're going to see some real core blue-collar jobs just disappear. Jobs in manufacturing, jobs in transportation. what they're talking about in terms of self-driving trucks. And as they gradually bring this on, you're going to see not only people losing their jobs, but you're going to see their jobs become less and less valuable because they're just going to be there as kind of a human backup for certain parts of the trip as they sit there for the majority of the trip not doing anything. So you're going to see the salary that the people who retain their jobs is going to drop dramatically, and many of the people are going to lose their jobs completely. And that is a massive part of the economy. And so they're looking at taking away taxi drivers, they're looking at taking away truck drivers and a lot of transportation workers. That's a big hit. At the same time, we're going to be taking a big hit on manufacturing jobs. So this is something that is going pervasive throughout the economy. And as we look at the pressure on retailers, even though online sales were up by 17%, brick and mortar felt like they were doing good to only be down like 1 to 2%. But they're still down. They're not up. Even on a boom cycle like this, the brick and mortar stores and all the jobs associated with those stores are kind of hanging in the balance still.
Well, and you can't have it both ways. You can't say that CNN and New York Times and all these outlets are wrong and they're spinning facts, but they're not spinning facts on the economy. They absolutely are. And our president, as much as I'm a fan of many of the things that he's doing, he naturally is going to trumpet the things that are going well in the economy. But the other thing you have to understand, everybody, and I know you get this, is while those things are happening that you described, while your job is going to be automated either or outsourced or shipped overseas, while that's happening, you're still subscribing to the idea that you should buy a house and you should go to college and you should put your money in your 401k or you should send your kids to college. And the simple math doesn't work that way. Look at spending $60,000, $100,000, $200,000 to go to college, then you come out and be an Uber driver or work at Starbucks. Nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a college graduate to understand that you don't need to go to college to drive for Uber. You don't need to go to college to go to work at Starbucks. And in the future, and it's not that far off, the robots are going to be the best surgeons. Talk to the surgeons. You think that these jobs that are highly skilled are going to be the ones that the robots don't take. We're helping them build the AI right now. They're watching your every move, whether it's your facial expressions on your phone or your device or your driving habits, so that they can improve the self-driverless cars that are autonomous. And we're helping them build that. That's why they're putting those boxes in trucks. So the truck drivers have to follow the same rules that the computers will have to follow one day. Therefore, we're all helping build the AI. And then what you're doing while you're at work, most of you that are watching and listening to this, if you're in a day job where you're in a cubicle, is you're messing around on Facebook and on the internet all day long. Now is the time to find a way to make $5 a day or $5 an hour online or doing something else so you can build up your stockpile of revenue. And Bitcoin's a great way to do that. Other thing, and I'm not saying Bitcoin as a business, but Bitcoin as a transactional tool. Those are the things that people got to start thinking about, because going to college to learn what they were teaching 10 years ago for jobs that went away 20 years ago is not going to be the answer for you or my children or my grandchildren.
Absolutely. And you know, as you go to get a college degree, most of the people that are getting college degrees, they're not getting degrees in anything that was even marketable 20 years ago. They're getting degrees in gender studies or something that is absolutely going to be a waste of time, except to load them up with debt. How's that for irony? Well, thank you for joining us. We've been talking to Matt Dubiel. You can find him at mattdubiel.com. Also, his radio station at wckg.com. If you're in Chicago, you can hear us on the radio. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Over the weekend, we had some updates on the demo gropers on Capitol Hill. John Conyers has stepped down from committee leadership position. Would not admit guilt. As a matter of fact, what he said was, I deny these allegations, many of which were raised by documents reportedly paid for by a partisan alt-right blogger. Now, what he's talking about is Mike Cernovich. Mike Cernovich had a document that had been sealed with a non-disclosure agreement, essentially. And he gave that to BuzzFeed, said, here, you vet this. They vetted it. They said, yeah, it's genuine. And they published it. So that's what Conyers is saying. Again, don't talk about the allegations, whether or not they're true. Instead, attack the source. That is always the diversionary tactic that they use. And what we subsequently found was another document about John Conyers that came out a day or so later that was public. Ironically, it was a lawsuit that was going to be filed by another staffer. She was trying to get it sealed so she could do the lawsuit, and they said, no, we're not going to seal it. And then she dropped the lawsuit, but it remained in the public domain where people could see it. And in that, we saw some very troubling stuff about John Conyers. Not only his behavior, but other things that might indicate that in addition to being a blackmailable sexual assaulter or harasser, he is also somebody who may have some cognitive issues. Remember that Capitol Hill Pharmacy report that said it was the small business that had been there since the 1800s, and it was a story that was done by a local paper there in Washington. The Drudge Report picked it up and said, wow, look at this. This guy is saying, I can't believe some of these medications that I'm delivering to Capitol Hill. The people that are on these medications would not even remember what they talked about yesterday. And that may be very well the case with John Conyers. That might be why they want to keep him there. Because, you know, other than having somebody who is blackmailable, somebody who is suffering from dementia and will do what they're told, that's just about as good, isn't it? So he says, I very much look forward to vindicating myself and my family before the House Committee on Ethics. And then Nancy Pelosi says, and think about how this is contrasted to what we've heard from the Republicans. As soon as somebody came out against Roy Moore, and again, those allegations have been successfully debunked, in my opinion, and we're going to have some updates on that as well here, but those allegations are debunked, but even before anything was said, the same people that had spent $30 million to oppose him, not the Democrats, mind you, but the Republicans who had spent $30 million to oppose him, and to oppose Mo Brooks, another conservative there, spending 150 times more opposing conservative Republicans than the GOP Senate Leadership Fund had spent opposing Democrats. Those same people who had opposed him before any of this stuff came out were saying, like Mitt Romney, well, the allegations are so serious that there is no presumption of innocence. You don't get due process. Well, Nancy Pelosi, when one of her own is criticized with this, John Conyers, she says, we are strengthened by due process. Just because someone is accused, and was it one accusation? Is it two? I don't know. Let's play that clip, video clip number one.
frankly, when you watch some of the reactions by the president in defending Roy Moore, or at least overlooking the allegations against Roy Moore, that were you putting politics ahead of your personal disgust?
No, but we're talking about a child molester. We're talking about a child molester.
But President Clinton was accused of being a sexual predator.
Well,
and of even rape at one point by one accuser.
Why don't we talk instead about how we go forward? Nobody is proud of President Clinton's behavior at the time, but he was being impeached.
But I think the reason there's a relitigation of this is that I think the concern is that we allowed the erosion, that the reason we're at this moment and the reason it got worse over the last 20 years is because of the way we handled it collectively then. Do you buy that?
No, I buy that the election of President Trump really, and as your presenter said earlier, just evolved.
So it's not Al Franken, it's not John Conyers, it's not any of them. It's Trump and Moore. And when you look at it, Nancy Pelosi gave him a pass. And so did Susan Collins, by the way, a Republican. She refused to vote for any articles of impeachment. They'd look the other way. But people aren't looking the other way on Bill Clinton anymore. Very interesting that some people in the Democrat Party are now looking at Bill Clinton. They've outstayed their welcome.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we get close to Christmas, it's that time of year again where we celebrate the anniversary of the Federal Reserve's takeover of our economy. It was around Christmas. They did it on holiday. It's been 104 years now. And I think it's interesting, as we're talking, as I pointed out earlier in the show, we're talking about net neutrality, whether we're going to have the Consumer Protection Bureau and so forth, these fake notions that they're going to protect consumers, that they're going to give us a free and neutral internet, when they have been working all of these decades to do just the opposite, to turn it into a control tactic, a control grid. That's what DARPA was working on from the very beginning. That's what Linklater and others were doing, a psychologist who put it in, who gave it its name, called it the Intergalactic Computing Network. They cut that short to Internet. That's where it all came from, DARPANET. And now they have roped us all in, just like we were bugs and there was a, the pitcher plants. You know, the bugs come in, they look at it, oh, look at all that sugary stuff down there. That's great. And it's free. All I have to do is just fly down in there. And you get down in there and you find that you can't get out. And that's what they're trying to do. They've used it to mine information about us, to analyze us, and it's a control grid. And as we saw with the Consumer Protection Board, these people are getting so incredibly arrogant that they say that Trump cannot appoint the successor. As one guy resigns, the deputy director says, no, we're not going to recognize your appointment of an interim director there. I'm taking charge here. How amazing is that? And of course, it goes unreported. Pretty much in mainstream media, everybody's talking about Piegate. Did Sarah Huckabee Sanders really bake that pie she tweeted about? But they're not talking about the fact that you got an attempted bureaucratic coup, extending their power in yet another way. And so we look at what's going on with Bitcoin, and over the weekend, we've seen it skyrocket above $9,000. It seems like it was only yesterday that it was $8,000. That's right, it was yesterday. No, it was last week. But it is going up at an incredibly fast rate. For the first time on Sunday, it went over $9,000 and then was trading above $9,500 this morning in Asia. Remember that it was $13,000 per Bitcoin in Zimbabwe a couple of weeks ago, just as they were having their coup there. That was the street price of Bitcoin because people were trying to get their money out of it. And that's what I think is driving some of this. The fact that you've got a lot of people that are looking at this and saying this may be the wave of the future or just wanting to get into a speculative bubble. But there are real problems with our banking system. Take a look at what happened in France, for example. Marine Le Pen, who was the National Party's candidate, they want to call her the French far-right leader because, you know, there can't be any kind of conservative leader except a far-right leader. She had two different bank accounts shut on her last Wednesday. She accused the banking system of launching a banking fatwa to silence the National Front Party by closing bank accounts of hers and her party's. And the same thing happened, of course, to Julian Assange. Remember, he said as PayPal shut down their ability to process checks, that's what they did to the National Front in France. They shut down their ability to accept donations, and that's what the banking system was doing. When they did the same thing to Julian Assange and to WikiLeaks, it forced them to use Bitcoin. And he tweeted out his gratitude a few weeks ago. I bet he's really grateful now because it has really gone through the ceiling. But we can also see what's happening in Saudi Arabia. Imagine all those billionaires who have gotten the 70% haircut. They arrested them. Some of them they hung upside down by their feet in the Ritz Hotel and said, we'll let you go if you give us 70% of your money. Well, that's not a haircut. That's a scalping. Maybe they would have wished, or maybe they did, put some of their money in Bitcoin. So we see what's happening with this, and we see how the central banking system has been an instrument of control. It's been an instrument of control of our economy, but an instrument of control of powerful political figures as well. And we see this playing out in France. The bank refused to process checks and credit cards, and the banks that were there, Société Générale and its subsidiary, shut it down. But also HSBC, money launderers to the drug cartels and terrorists. HSBC has been convicted twice of laundering money for the Sinaloa cartel, even giving them their own checkout window for taking money out. And yet they closed down Marine Le Pen's personal account. This shows you how politicized our central banking system is. And so when we look at this and we look at the other issues that are coming up, we got the BRICS, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, that group of countries coming together in a trading group and also saying that they're going to try to create a unified system of gold trade, both within those countries, within the BRICS, and at the level of bilateral contracts. And we've seen China as well as Russia increasing their holdings in gold, trying to get away from the fiat currency, the central banking currency. And, of course, our central banking currency is the petrodollar. And our partner in that is Saudi Arabia. And even Saudi Arabia is hedging their bets with Russia and with other people. So the petro side of the petrodollar is looking pretty shaky, even if you think that what's going on there politically is not shaky enough. They are still hedging their bets. So as Bitcoin is nearing $10,000, we look at why this is happening. Is this a tulip bulb bubble, as people have called it? Jamie Dimon did that. Another hedge fund manager did that. Remember back when it was $4,000 about 2 months ago? And it lost about a quarter of its value. And that only lasted for about 3 or 4 days, and then it recovered. Went down to $3,000, then went back up to $4,000 in just a short period of time. What is happening now is we've got hedge funds that are plowing into Bitcoin. It was announced that the Chicago Exchange is going to start tracking that. The Commodities Market Exchange is going to start tracking futures on Bitcoin. And with that announcement, Mercantile Exchange, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is going to start doing Bitcoin futures in December, just a few days away. And so that's fueling this, as well as individuals who are jumping into the market. We've got just over the last few days, we've seen a massive number of people open up accounts on Coinbase, and that is probably the most popular of the Bitcoin exchanges. They say that as we saw the price, and this is an article that's only a couple of days old, and they were saying, well, we saw the price of Bitcoin jump from $8,200 to $8,700 in just under 12 hours. That seemed to be driven, they said, by retail investors in Asia. And even though there was a hack of another cryptocurrency, that didn't seem to put people off. They say the number of users at Coinbase has been growing in leaps and bounds throughout the year. It's increased by about 5 million from the start of 2017. And they say 100,000 users were added in just 24 hours at the start of November when the Chicago Mercantile Exchange announced that it would launch Bitcoin futures trading. But during Thanksgiving weekend, just this last weekend, they added another 100,000 users in just 24 hours. So you got a lot of individuals getting in. You got a lot of institutions and hedge funds getting in because of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And the question is, how big is this going to get? Is it going to continue to go? We've got Korea's second biggest bank is testing a crypto wallet, which would be essentially the same thing that Coinbase is doing. And I would offer a word of caution to people about getting an online wallet. I think a hardware wallet is the only way that there's a lot of risk in this. And so that's the key thing that people need to educate themselves about, and that is the risk. If you get some kind of an online wallet, even though the wallet itself may be secure, you still have an online account. And that online account can be hacked very easily. So take a look, do some searches, educate yourself on the internet. But to get an idea of how big this has become, we're talking about Coinbase here. They said they have 13 million users, while the Schwab brokerage accounts total 10.6 million at the end of 2016. As they point out, that's not exactly a fair comparison, because the number of assets that Schwab is managing that's represented by those accounts might be bigger than what is there in Coinbase. But you can see that it has been adopted by the mass of the public. Is this something that's going to burst, or is this a trend that is going to keep going? We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in the next segment right after this break. We'll see what Gerald Celente has to say about this. Will it bust the central banks? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients
ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente of Trends Research. We're going to get to Gerald in just a moment. Before we go to Gerald, however, I want to remind you that this is the beginning of our 34-hour broadcast. That's right. We're going to be here live for 34 hours. We appreciate your support and the way that you supported us over the years. Your support is what makes this program possible, what makes everything that we do possible at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have some massive discounts and specials in our appreciation of your support. We've got a lot of products that are 50% off, and we've got free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me give you some of the products that are 50% off. Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine. Brain Force Plus, 50% off, plus free shipping. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. All ProPure items are 25% off, plus free shipping. And we have Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration Unit for 25% off, plus free shipping. Those are big ticket items and expensive to ship, so that's going to be a big savings with the free shipping. Plus, we also have InfoWars Select Emergency Food Supplies, 50% off, plus free shipping. That is a big discount. If you haven't prepared for your family's future in uncertain times, if you don't have a supply of food, if you don't have access to a way to keep your water clean, and of course, these are gravity feed water filtration systems that ProPure and Alexa Pure sell. You don't have to have electricity to filter your water, and it gets out 99.9% of contaminants. It's a great thing to have all the time, but especially during an emergency. Also, we have Knockout 50% off, Living Defense 50% off, Prostaguard 50% off, many other products 50% off, plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for these Cyber Monday specials. All right, joining us now is Gerald Celente, and of course you can find Gerald at trendsresearch.com. And I think one of the trends that I started out the hour with, Gerald, was all the sex scandals on Capitol Hill. We'll get to Bitcoin a little bit later and what's going on with the economy, but let's talk a little bit about what's happened over the weekend and the double standard that is evolving with Nancy Pelosi saying, well, you know, he's an important guy. It kind of sounds like what Harvey Weinstein was saying about Roman Polanski, saying, well, he's paid a big price for his so-called crimes of raping young women. So I think he's true to his art. He needs to be brought back to America. And that's what we're hearing now from Nancy Pelosi. No mention of investigations about all these people that they've had $17 million of taxpayer money paid out to cover up their sexual harassment lawsuits.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, the New Trends Journal will be out later this week. And we started off with saying how hypocritical the Democrats and the so-called liberals are. You know, everybody seems to have attention deficit disorder about Slick Willie Clinton. I mean, this guy's accused of rape. We know what happened with, quote, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Clinton. You know, so the hypocrisy is terrible, but it really shows you who these people are. I mean, you take a guy like Harvey Weinstein, or that little clown, what's that little clown that became senator? Perfect. They're all clowns anyway, but you got little Al Franken. As we used to say in the Bronx, these are guys that couldn't get, you know what, with a fistful of $10 bills in a whorehouse. They still couldn't get lucky. So we have a solution to all of this. Bring back the brothels. It would be perfect for these guys. They could never get a woman legitimately, so now they could pay for it. And just think of the tax revenues it would bring in. I mean, after all, you know, they kept pot illegal for how long? But all of a sudden, man, hey, let's go, you know, let's get high. It'll bring in a lot of tax revenues. So if we bring back the brothels, maybe these little clowns, these little boys out there, maybe they'll do their work at the White House, Congress rather, and they won't have to harass women because they could just go into where they have to go. And also, it would be great for super male vitality. I mean, you could set up a booth in the place over there. I mean, the sales would go off those charts. So I say bring back the brothels.
Well, you know, you're talking about legalizing prostitution. I guess they view it as if they've got legalized prostitution. You know, they don't have to, they look at all of these women who work for them as if they were their prostitutes, but of course they're paid for by the federal government. And if they object to this relationship, then they'll pay them a settlement. You've got people like John Conyers showing up without any pants to this meeting. And I first looked at that, it's like, okay, are we talking about his dementia issues here, or are we talking about sexual harassment? It looks to me like it's the sexual harassment stuff, like Charlie Rose. He decided that he would just walk around in front of his female employees without any clothes at all. I mean, this is absolutely insane that these people get passes on this stuff. Now, Charlie Rose has lost his job, but not these guys on Congress, not John Conyers, not Al Franken. None of these guys are going to be leaving, and they're being defended by Nancy Pelosi. Compare that to how quickly they jumped on Roy Moore. As soon as somebody made an allegation, they were on him, whether or not these allegations were true. No, you don't get a chance. You don't get a chance to examine your accusers, even in public. And we don't want the voters determining whether or not they believe these accusers. No, we're going to decide, and we're going to shut him down, move him off the ballot, whatever. But look at what Nancy Pelosi and these so-called feminists are doing to defend these Democrats.
Yeah, you talk about Moore. How about innocent until proven guilty? I mean, what happened 40 years ago? I mean, anybody could be, somebody said, so therefore it becomes the truth. And again, I told you, you know, we're coming out with a new trends journal. And what we've did is we list all of the garbage that the news media is saying about all these sexual harassments on and on and on. Hey, did you hear about the 50,000 Yemeni children that'll be dead by the end of the year of the sanctions and the war going on? Did you hear about, you know, the 27,000 troops we have in Africa now? And we go down the list. So there's a stupidity of what's going on. And one correction that I'd like to suggest is that you said the federal government pays the little clowns like Conyers and the rest of them. It's not the federal government. It's we the people.
That's right.
They're stealing our money. They take our money so these freaks can get off on it any way they want. And boy, do they have a bad attitude.
And even though it's our money, we're not allowed to know even who these people are or how much money was paid out. That's all going to be kept under the table, just as they did it all those years for Dennis Hastert, the pedophile, who was the longest serving GOP Speaker of the House. They kept it all under the table. We weren't allowed to know until well after he was gone.
Exactly. You know what people have forgot? These little clowns? Two words. Public servant. Could they get that in their head? But boy, do these guys have attitudes. From the local level here, you know, they cut down, they destroyed beautiful trees. I own three of the most historic buildings in America. A 1774, 1750, and 1763 building. On the most historic corners, we're the only place where they have pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings here in Colonial Kingston. They cut down the trees in front of the 1774 Academy and destroyed the other trees around. You know why?
Why?
They were paving the streets, and they didn't want the branches to get hit by the truck.
Yeah, that tells us how our government has changed, doesn't it? Yeah, they're going to shut down everything that we've got. Not just cutting down the trees, they're cutting down our economy. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. And again, you can find him at trendsresearch.com. I'm David Knight. This is part of our 34-hour live broadcast.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's striking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente. Of course, you can find him on trendsresearch.com. He's publisher of Trends Journal. You can find Trends Journal and how to subscribe to it there. I want to talk to Gerald now about Bitcoin, because we've seen a lot of moves this last week. I mentioned some of those at the top of the hour. The fact that we have very quickly moved from the $8,000 level, which was double where we were just a couple of months ago in Bitcoin. And then this last week, we've broken through that level and are pushing up through getting close to $10,000. And as a matter of fact, since I've been on the air, we might have gone over. That's how volatile and how quickly this is moving. And of course, there's a number of factors in this. As I pointed out, we've had Coinbase, one of the largest, if not the largest, one of the Bitcoin exchanges, added 100,000 users in 24 hours, not once, but twice this month. And the last time they did it was this last weekend. We've seen institutional investors, hedge funds, getting involved in this, because the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is going to start trading in Bitcoin futures beginning in December, just a couple of days away. We've seen governments come in, and that's really the key issue. I want to see what Gerald thinks about this. China, Russia, South Korea, and others have put on restrictions with Bitcoin trading, and yet at the same time, we saw Japan jump in and say, no, no, we're going to treat it as a valid currency. A very smart move, I think, by Japan to go counter to everybody else. But the question remains, is Bitcoin a bubble, or is it a breakthrough into a new paradigm? What do you think, Gerald?
Well, it's definitely going to be volatility. You know, we did a major story in our summer edition of the Trends Journal. Here it is. Cryptocurrencies flying high or fading fast. And you mentioned about China closing down their exchanges. And we write that. But we go on to say, despite erratic swings, whether in stocks, housing, cryptos, when values rise rapidly, there's always a sharp market correction. We maintain our forecast that cryptocurrencies are a long-term trend, not a fad, and encourage people to stay tuned for what we're putting out. So going to Bitcoin. Will there be a correction? Probably. But let's go back to China. End of September, they make it close down the Bitcoin exchanges. 5% it went down to the trading before that happened came out of China. You know what it's up to now? Remember, they closed down the exchanges.
Yeah.
20% of
so it's four times bigger after they close it down.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're going on Telegram and other sites where they could have privacy that aren't hacked into and buying them. Because what's going on, David, is it's bigger than this. The globe is going cashless. And talking about China, nobody uses money. They don't use credit cards. They use apps. So they're not connected to the coin of the realm. And they also know that their currency could be devalued as it was back in 2016 early. That's what started driving up Bitcoin prices.
Yeah.
So now we're looking around the world. More and more countries are going cashless. And their people, the millennials, my generation, it was gold. This generation, the millennials, they're going crypto. Because with cryptocurrencies, unlike fiat currencies, you could print all that you want. With cryptos, there's a limit to it.
And yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, there's an article that's on Zero Hedge saying, will Bitcoin mining consume all the world's current electricity production by February of 2020? And they're looking at what it does is it underscores, you know, they're taking the amount of electricity that's being used in terms of mining Bitcoins, and they're saying, well, that represents 0.13% of total global electricity consumption. And they say, well, that sounds like it's not very much, but they say that's more than all of Ireland and all of Nigeria. Consumes of electricity. And so they look at this and they say, as it becomes more and more difficult to mine Bitcoins, and mining Bitcoins is basically somebody on a computer doing calculations, and it's built into the algorithm that it takes more and more of that as time goes along. As that starts to go up, they say, well, you know, projecting this out by 2020, it's going to use more electricity capacity. And we got the bottom line is whether you believe that's going to happen or not. It still underscores the fact that they can't just print paper money like the central banks can. There's something that is concrete and real work that has to be done in order to create a Bitcoin, which is not the case with all these fiat currencies, all these central banks' fiat currencies. And that was a point that was made by John McAfee when I talked to him. He said, look, you have to do real work to create a Bitcoin. That's why they call it mining. That doesn't happen with these central bank currencies.
Exactly. Perfectly put. Now, go back to what happened in Zimbabwe. And let's take a global nomic viewpoint of this. When Mugabe was overthrown or pushed out, all of a sudden over there, Bitcoin started, it hit over 13,000 locally.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What we're saying is this becomes also a safe haven asset in times of instability. So we see it only growing. Will there be corrections? Of course, as we said, whether it's housing, equity markets, cryptocurrencies, of course there'll be corrections. We do not see it going away. We see more countries getting into it. The initial coin offerings is another story, of course. But even with that, you know, they're escalating as well, even though countries are trying to put restrictions on them. So we see this as a long-term trend.
And I think one of the things, you know, we look at there's a Reuters article here, asks, bubble or breakthrough, Bitcoin keeps central bankers on edge. They're very concerned about this. Why? Because they say, well, right. We have these policies to manage inflation, according to Reuters. I think they're using it, and you would agree, I'm sure, they're using it to create inflation with their quantitative easing or whatever. They don't like not having these levers of control over us. And that's one of the things that may not be what's driving consumers who are trying to get into this. They may be looking at the fact that this is a rapidly appreciating speculative market, and they want to jump in on this before they're the last one in. But many of us have been looking at this for a long time and saying this could be a very healthy development if it becomes a lasting item. And I think you agree that it is because it would be a check on the power of the central banks. They're very worried about this.
And that's why they're against it, because it makes the central banks obsolete. That's why you have a guy like Jamie Dimon calling it a fraud, the head of the J.P. Morgan Chase. A fraud? Yeah, they should know what a fraud is. Oh, and it's, by the way, people compare this to the tulip, you know, bubble that happened, what, 400 years ago? There's a bit of a difference. You can't eat a tulip. You can't even use it as a garnish. It's only to look at. You're using cryptocurrencies to trade, to invest. It's a whole different thing. It's an exchange of a currency. It's not just a fad of a worthless, not worthless, but what good are tulips again, other than to look at them? And with cryptocurrencies, again, it's a trading instrument. You could buy things with it. You could exchange with it. So to make a comparison with tulips, to me, is really, it makes no sense at all.
And as you're pointing out, it not only is a check against the central banks, but I think when people are looking at their own interest, what you'd mentioned with Zimbabwe, people being able to get their money out of a corrupt area. Do you think, Gerald, that maybe in Saudi Arabia, there's some Saudi billionaires who tried to get some funds into Bitcoin? I wouldn't be surprised if that was another contributing factor, besides the fact that Chicago Mercantile Exchange is putting it on, besides the fact that you got consumers jumping into the market. I think perhaps there's a lot of wealthy oil billionaires in the Middle East that would like to make sure that they've got some portable funds that they don't have to load a giant pallet of gold bricks onto their private jets to try to get it out of the country.
You bet. You really nailed it on that. And by the way, it's more than the CME group in the States. You have other futures exchanges around the world that are going to start trading it as well, particularly out of the UK and other places.
That's right. And as we look at the bankers and their attempts to shut this down, we look at, you talked about China saying we're going to prohibit it. It was 5%, then it quadrupled after the prohibition. Jamie Dimon tried to tank it. It went down by 25% and recouped it in 3 or 4 days. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking to Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared.
And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
According to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, due process is only necessary when you're a Democrat. When asked by NBC's Chuck Todd whether or not embattled Rep. John Conyers should be in or out of Congress as he faces down sexual harassment allegations, Nancy Pelosi replied, "We are strengthened by due process. Just because someone is accused, and wait, was it one accusation? Is it two?" Well, Nancy, to answer that question, it was revealed last week the taxpayers footed the bill for a $27,000 settlement for a staffer of Conyers that claimed the 88-year-old congressman made sexual advances on her and then fired her after she wouldn't succumb to them. And a lawyer who worked for Conyers said she'd often encounter the congressman in his office walking around in his underwear. Conyers, who's the longest-serving congressman, has denied all sexual harassment allegations against him. Nancy Pelosi says we need to give him a pass because Conyers is an icon. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente, part of our 34-hour live broadcast here at InfoWars to commemorate Cyber Monday. Of course, to get around the economic censorship that is being imposed on us as they try to censor us in every other way. And we thank you for your support. It's one of the reasons that we have discounted so deeply so many of our products for this Cyber Monday sale. Let me give you a list of some of the products that are now 50% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, 50% off and free shipping. We also have Brain Force, 50% off plus free shipping. Super Male Vitality, 50% off plus free shipping. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off plus free shipping. Living Defense and Prostaguard, both 50% off plus free shipping. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product, 67% off plus free shipping. Also, all InfoWars Select emergency food for 50% off plus free shipping. A big savings on that. Free shipping on emergency food supplies is a big savings. So take advantage of that while that's available. And we have our ProPure as well as ElexaPure, the ElexaPure Pro Water Filtration Unit, 25% off plus free shipping, and all ProPure items are 25% off plus free shipping. Those are big ticket items. They're expensive to ship, so it's a great savings for you, and we really do appreciate your support. That's what allows us to continue operation, and we wish you a happy holiday. This is part of our Cyber Monday specials that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the site and take a look at all the products that we have at 50% or more, plus free shipping discount there. Gerald, you know, when we're looking at what's going on, we're just talking about Bitcoin and how perhaps maybe one of the reasons that we're seeing an increase there is because of the Saudis who are trying to escape this purge. There was an interesting story. I want to just read a paragraph here and get your response to it from the New York Times. Is over the weekend. And this is a guy, Thomas Friedman, from New York Times, bragging about how this is the new Arab Spring, Saudi Arabia's Arab Spring at last. And he gives basically a cartoon portrayal of the events that have been happening there. He says, to better understand this, I went to Riyadh to interview the Crown Prince, who had not spoken about this extraordinary events here of early November when his government arrested scores of Saudi princes and businessmen on charges of corruption and threw them into makeshift gilded jails until they agreed to surrender their ill-gotten gains. And then he pretends that this is not about a power grab. As a matter of fact, he says, well, we sat there and he served me along with his brother, the new ambassador to the U.S. They shared different lamb dishes in this opulent setting, and they told me, they said, it's ludicrous to imagine that this anti-corruption campaign was a power grab. This is the kind of journalism that we get from the establishment media. That's why the theme of this 34-hour broadcast is Know Your Enemy, because this is the kind of fake news they feed us about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. Your ideas about what's really going on in Saudi Arabia.
Well, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, it's a palace purge, and the crown prince, you know how he became a prince, right? A princess kissed a frog, and the frog became a prince.
That's right.
I mean, there's a fact. It's a historical fact. Listen, the Saudi government, who they are, you know, they've only been around since like 1934. This is a mafia. It's an oligarchy. It's a gang. And Thomas Friedman, to me, from his works, respectfully, he's a lying piece of crap, and I don't know why anybody with a brain that big would listen to one word that this warmongering freak would write. But again, who does he write for? The New York Times. You know what they call themselves. The paper of record. No. The toilet paper of record, because that's all it's good for, is to you know what with what you could do with it. So go.
And it was amazing to me this fawning op-ed piece that he writes to make himself look big, you know, about how he goes there and they serve him food, and then he serves their lies to the American public.
So now we got a 30-year-old guy, right, running the show. Not for nothing, man. When I was 30 years old, you know, just taking care of myself was, you know, a pretty tough trip. You know, I'm not going to run a country. What's going on in Saudi Arabia should be on everybody's mind. This could explode big time.
Yes.
They have come out and said that Lebanon has declared war against them, that Iran has declared war against them. And now here's the headline in today's Financial Times. Saudi crown prince pledges to rid world of Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the people that gave it to us.
Yes.
They're the ones that funded Al-Qaeda. They're the ones that overthrew Gaddafi, along with the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Arrogant Obama, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, a little piece of garbage like Cameron over there in the UK, and Sarkozy. These are the people that supported the Islamic terrorists to overthrow Gaddafi and then move them into Syria. So now they're lost in Syria. Oh, and by the way, the arrogant Obama, remember he said when Russia got involved in Syria on October 2015, he said that they were getting into a quagmire, folks. Hey, guess what? I guess they won, huh? But nobody's talking about that. So going back to Saudi Arabia, they're losing everything. They need $100 a barrel for oil for their economy to break even. $100. So now,
well, you know, I think it's interesting. You're talking about how they say, well, we've got this new Islamic alliance and we're going to get rid of terrorists. We're going to wipe them from the face of the earth. And yet they can't even win in Syria or Yemen where they've been. And yet they're demanding that they be part of the people who set up this post-Syrian, that they get to cut the pie up there. I guess when I look at this, Gerald, you know, you're talking about how they were involved in creating all these different terrorist organizations. And according to the official story, most of the 9/11 hijackers were the Saudis. And yet, why isn't there any, you know, why isn't there any pushback from the U.S. government when they identify them as a terrorist? And I don't believe the 9/11 story, but if they're going to finger them as being the terrorists, and if they're going to say that, hey, they were involved in it, I'm sure they were at some level because the CIA and the Saudi intelligence agencies have been locked at the hip. I mean, you can't tell where one stops and the other one starts. But why isn't that an issue? And why aren't we concerned even more about a caliphate that's going to be run by the Wahhabists? Because that's what we're looking at. They're not including Iran, Iraq, Syria. They're not part of this anti-terror coalition that they're going to create with this Arab NATO. So this is nothing more than a beard to create a larger Middle East war, is it?
That's exactly what's going on. And again, why aren't they talking about it? And why aren't, I mean, this is one of the most repressive countries in the world.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to give women the right to drive in June. Yeah, big deal. How many did they behead this year? How many people? I mean, this is a repressive regime. And again, the Islamic terrorists, this is the country that, along with the United States, that created them. And that's what happened. And by the way, al-Sisi in Egypt had warned last month that with the fall of them leaving Egypt and Iraq, they're going to start spreading around. And that's what happened in Egypt. That's who they are. They threw them out of Syria. They're partially in Libya. They're out of Iraq. And now they're going in other places. But they're brought to you by the Saudis and the Americans.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So them.
The people who created Al-Qaeda, the people who created ISIS, they're going to form a coalition to wipe terrorism from the face of the earth, right?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you remember little Jimmy Carter that everybody loves, the peanut farmer? Hey, remember the Mujahideen? Yeah, what was his name? Bin Laden? Oh, didn't Carter begin that one to fight the Russians in Afghanistan? Everybody that can't remember what happened yesterday? So it's the United States that has formed these groups, different names, same murderers, a new time.
So I guess we're going to go from the Mujahideen to Al-Qaeda to ISIS, and now maybe we're going to call them Arab NATO. Because, I mean, that's what we're saying. But the sad thing about this, and this is what concerns me, is that this is the same narrative that we heard from President Trump when he went to Saudi Arabia first. He says, well, I think we can do something to wipe terrorism from the face of the earth. And now we see what the Saudis were feeding him, just like they're feeding this stuff to the New York Times reporter. Now they were feeding that stuff to President Trump. That's the thing that concerns me.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that guy a reporter. I'd call him a shill.
Yeah.
I'd call him a disgusting human being. Oh, by the way, Friedman, I'm at 57 John Street in Kingston. I'll tell that to your face for the hatred that you've sown around the world and how you're not a true American.
He certainly deserves that contempt. That was one of the most contemptible articles I've read in a long time. Fawning, self-aggrandizing. That's the New York Times for you. And we've been talking to Gerald Celente. If you want to get the real scoop on what's happening, take a look at trendsresearch.com. You can find Trends Journal. That's the publication that Gerald Celente does there. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. And we'll be right back with our 34 hours live broadcast.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.